With the highest number of young STEM graduates per capita in the EU, Ireland has the people and skills your company needs to succeed here. IDEA Ireland, the National Investment Development Agency, can help you find and nurture the people you need to internationalise and thrive. Our talent is just one of the extraordinary benefits Ireland has to offer. Learn more at IDEAIreland.com. Invest in extraordinary.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Today marks the three-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. It was a moment that led to one of the largest series of protests in U.S. history and an uptick in corporate interest in diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, 3 years later, Bloomberg's Justin Milliner takes a closer look at the state of DEI in corporations across the country.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
For many, the death of George Floyd was a jarring reminder of some of the deep-rooted issues in our society surrounding race. It led to broader conversations on police brutality, systemic racism, and inequality. The business community also responded, many with marketing campaigns and slogans to show solidarity and to support ending systemic racism. Still more companies made promises to address inequalities within their own ranks and to push for diversity, equity, and inclusion. But where do we stand today? 3 years out, it seems like there are a lot of examples of companies that overpromised and underdelivered. Billionaire entrepreneur and BET co-founder Bob Johnson certainly agrees.
The black community, entrepreneurs I know, are very disappointed with these what I call press release announcements with no results.
The tech industry was one sector that made a lot of those press release announcements. Tech companies are more likely to have a younger employee base and tend to do business with consumers that also skew younger, a demographic that takes DEI very seriously. So it's no surprise that some of the biggest names in the sector dove headlong into making changes. They doubled down on DEI everywhere they could, from hiring to, in some cases, creating new DEI departments altogether. But the economy hasn't been kind to big tech lately. In the last 6 months, we've seen some of the industry's headline companies like Google and Amazon make big job cuts. Bloomberg Equality reporter Kelsey Butler tells me that some of those newly reinforced DEI departments were the first to take a hit.
It's still early days and we're seeing exactly how things play out, but initial signs are not really encouraging. And I definitely want to point out that this is maybe the first real test of a lot of these pledges that were made after the murder of George Floyd. In the 3 months right after that, DEI job postings jumped over 100%. So we saw this huge explosion and this kind of expansion of departments that focus on these kinds of initiatives at companies. And now we're really seeing the cuts come in.
The tech industry could serve as a microcosm of how quickly the groundswell of DEI support can fall to the wayside when the going gets tough. But there's good reason for companies to hold firm to DEI goals across industries, and it goes well beyond just because it's the right thing to do. Research is showing that a diverse workforce and leadership can make a big difference where it matters most to companies, their bottom line. Marcus Shaw is founder and CEO of Alt Finance. That's an organization seeking to empower young black people in business and finance. And he talked to us about how companies that fall behind in diversity are missing out and losing money.
The basic tenet of capitalism. More people doing good work creates more profit. It's to the benefit of these companies, it's to the benefit of this country, that every man, woman, and child that's in this country operates at their highest potential and their highest place of potential.
In the marketing and advertising sector, this is proving true. A Nielsen report found that Black and diverse audiences overwhelmingly want to engage with diverse content if they feel that content is authentic. I spoke with Nielsen's Vice President of Diverse Insights and Partnerships, Charlene Polite Corley, and she says ad agencies with diverse workforces are doing a better job appealing to Black audiences.
One of the most important things that advertisers can do is to consider Black expertise and Black talent at every level of the marketing funnel. It's not just enough to show up in representative content and think that that's enough. We know that Black audiences are looking for representation in the ad campaign itself. And when a Black expert agency is behind that campaign, they performed better. So having those experts at the table from jump really does make a difference.
Companies making authentic efforts to focus on diversity can reap tangible rewards. The Selig Center for Economic Growth projects Black buying power in the U.S. to grow to nearly $2 trillion by 2025. Data like that can serve as a carrot for companies that might not see the benefit in heavy DEI investment. And it should be noted that for all the examples of companies and businesses that are falling short on diversity, there are examples of businesses that are doing well. Turning back to tech, Google recently beat a self-imposed diversity and leadership goal by nearly 3 years, and that's despite all those job cuts. 3 years after George Floyd's death, diversity progress in the corporate world has had fits and starts, but Morgan Stanley's global head of talent, Susan Reed, says progress doesn't have to be linear.
In some instances, we're going to do well and we're going to show progress year over year. And then there are going to be times when you might be flat or you might even take a step back. And I think that's part of the journey. And I think everybody has to be ready to embrace that and not accept it, but embrace that as part of the journey while continuing to push forward.
It'll take a long time for a lot of these disparities and inequities to be rooted out, but work has started, largely due to the impact of George Floyd.
George Floyd! George Floyd!
Justin Milliner, Bloomberg Daybreak.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.